Welcome, listeners. I'm Daniel Wong. I'm your host today. We're broadcasting live at NAB at the podcast studio produced by Broadcast Beat and the NAB Show. First, I'd like to thank Broadcast Beat and the NAB Show for this podcast opportunity with Veritone. Joining me today is Paul Kramer, Managing Director and Enterprise for Enterprise Radio at Veritone. Welcome, Paul.
Good morning, Daniel.
Paul, before we begin, I thought we'd give our listeners a little bit of background of your bio. So if you can share a little bit about that with us, that'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely, Daniel. You know, I've spent most of my career at the intersection of radio and digital. And 24 years ago, actually built my first radio station website in 1995. Was streaming radio in 1996 before anyone had done that, and really have spent most of my career looking at the relationship between how radio and digital complement each other, both from a audience perspective and an engagement perspective, but also from an advertising perspective. So it's really exciting to be here at Veritone because they're definitely on the bleeding edge of kind of marrying those two mediums together.
That's awesome because, you know, one of the big topics coming out of NAB radio show was attribution. And so I thought we'd talk a little bit about attribution for radio today, and maybe we can start by talking about some of the trends that you've been seeing in the radio space, given your background.
Yeah, you know, well, you know, there's a few things that are kind of happening in advertising. You know, one is as advertising has become more data-driven, we're seeing dollars shift to those data-driven mediums. And so in most local markets now, Facebook and Google command the majority of the advertising share in those markets. And that wasn't the case, as you know, many years ago when it was dominated by print, radio, and television. And also budgets have shifted from being spent to invested. You know, 10 years ago you spent money on advertising, now you invest it. The big difference is when you invest, you have to measure ROI. And in order to measure ROI, you need analytics and attribution. And so that's really, as advertising has become more data-driven, where we're seeing the need for these types of analytics to prove the efficacy of the medium. Radio never, ever had an effectiveness problem, but it's had a measurement and an attribution problem. And I think that we're helping solve that, which is really exciting.
Nice. So what type of solutions do you see addressing these issues right now?
Well, I think being able to provide real-time insights into what's actually being delivered from a ROI on ad spend and attribution. You know, you've got radio with its fantastic reach. It's the number one reach medium in America, and it's very effective. But again, since it's an offline media, it's hard to measure an anonymous audience and be able to show what response is happening online. And now we're correlating those two things. So we're able to kind of show that lift, not only from an effectiveness standpoint, but also to be able to start to do things that are native to digital, such as A/B testing, campaign optimization, being able to show, you know, are your 30s versus your 60s driving more response. So it's making the media more effective and efficient for buyers.
Nice. Now, you know, a big congratulations to you guys. You guys took home a remarkable award last night, the NAB Product of the Year for the Veritone Attribute application product. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, you know, Attribute's pretty neat. It's really the first of its kind. It's an AI-powered attribution solution. And so what we're able to do with Attribute is very, very easily show directional guidance and to show the lift in an advertiser's website analytics due to a radio broadcast campaign. And we do this a little bit differently than anybody else. Not only are we correlating any of the playout information on the air to the response that's seen online, but we're also able to capture using cutting-edge natural language processing and speech detection and transcription, everything that's being said in radio in real time, and then correlating all of the native elements of radio, which are so important to radio, such as live reads and endorsements and mentions and billboards, and show the response to that on an advertiser's website as well, too. So it's really unique.
So that's amazing. So you're telling me that you guys can track native mentions through attribution in your application.
That's right, and do it in near real time. So just imagine, you know, radio has been always such a delayed medium. You know, you get a post-buy analysis weeks later after the buy to only find out, you know, maybe this copy wasn't working so great. And now just to be able to log in and see hourly updates on how something's working, so maybe I could switch out copy or I can optimize or I can go ahead and move some spots around and things like that is fantastic because it's just going to provide a lot more real-time insights, which again buyers are now accustomed to on the digital side of the business.
Right. Well, obviously it sounds like you know this attribution product also provides transparency to the radio advertisers as well as, you know, the and their customers, right?
It does. I think transparency, and I think it really shows the true value of radio, because I think radio has been undervalued because it's been hard to measure. And so much of what is valuable in radio is the added value. And anyone who's worked in radio knows that, you know, typically there's a spot buy, but then there's some added value, meaning I might get some mentions on the lunch hour for the Subway, sub of the week.
Right.
And maybe I buy the naming rights to something, or the billboards and the news and the weather. And, you know, those have been kind of thrown in to sweeten the deal. But a lot of times you have no idea on how many impressions did those create? What kind of response did I get from those? What days of the week? How just basic stuff, how often was I mentioned on the air outside of my spot buy?
Right.
So this is what's really neat now, is we're able to capture all of that. And now when I'm spending a dollar in radio, I'm really measuring just how much return I'm getting from that dollar, since we're able to quantify all of that.
Wow, that's amazing. So where do you see radio advertising attribution heading in the future?
Well, I think, you know, that we're kind of on the bleeding edge of it, really, but also in the infancy. I think right now we're correlating website lift to on-air campaigns, and I think we're going to start to look at other vectors of data to correlate. So social makes a lot of sense. How are we driving traffic to and a brand's Facebook page or their Twitter feed? But then I think we're going to start to use other data points, such as geolocation data, to be able to see how we're driving traffic at retail locations. Being able to use point of sale data to see how it's actually affecting the cash register. So we can start to take all of these disparate data points and merge and correlate them together, and I think that's where we're going to see attribution starting to tell just a much more multidimensional story.
Well, that's great. I hope it gets there, and we're looking forward to seeing how attribution plays out and the contribution you guys present to the radio industry. So
thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So one last question for you, Paul, is, so if somebody wanted to find more information about the Veritone application, where can they find more information at?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, we have a lot of great information on our website, veritone.com, where you can actually go watch a short video demonstration, see some live illustrations on how it would work. But we'd love to share with you some success stories, give you a quick walkthrough, just show you how easy this is to use, because I think that's one thing that's really important in the industry. All of these tools make tons of sense as long as there's not an opportunity cost to using them. So we've made it so easy that any account executive can log in, quickly type in a few things, it generates an email, invites the advertiser to share their analytics, and then the entire process is pretty much automated, so they can start to track these campaigns. So we'd love to show you how that works.
Well, that's great. Well, congratulations once again on the NAB Product of the Year.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming out. Paul Kramer out from Veritone. I'm Daniel Wong, your host, broadcasting live from the podcast studio out at NAB. Once again, thank you again to Broadcast Beat and the NAB Show for allowing us to do this special broadcast. Thank you very much, folks.